Good morning. I'm Philip.
And I'm Nick.
And this is how to make toothpaste tubes better.
So the first toothpaste tube was made in 1886 by Dr. Lucius Sheffield. Where do you think he got the idea from?
I'm not sure.
Well, he actually got the idea from seeing people or painters using tubes to store their paint, and he thought it would work really well with toothpaste tubes. The original tubes were made out of lead, and as you know now, they're made out of like a sort of plastic, so there's been lots of improvement in that category.
And they were actually first mass-produced by Colgate and in the 1890s, after they saw the genius of Dr. Lucius Sheffield's tubes. And what was surprising to me about that is that I never knew Colgate was made so long ago.
Yeah, when you think of Colgate, it's like a recent company.
Yeah.
So, as you know, the toothpaste tube works. There's a little cap on a small spout that is connected to a bigger tube bagged shape. And you push on the bag, and out comes the toothpaste through the spout. And some ideas that there are, or some problems that can be solved with good ideas, are that the spout, sometimes it just pushes out too much toothpaste, and it gets everywhere. And there's also sometimes the toothpaste gets stuck on the inside of the tube, and it just wastes.
Yeah, so either way, there's just a lot of wasted toothpaste, and you're just annoyed in the morning when you want to get your teeth brushed. And so our first idea was to make a device that rolls the tube tightly and presses the toothpaste to the top, much like a pasta roller, you know, where you put one substance in and it comes out just all flat. And this would be made out of metal and extremely reusable because you can just use it over and over. You can just take the toothpaste out. But what we didn't realize is this is not practical. And not cheap because it would take be very expensive to produce and very expensive for the customer. And this isn't that big of a problem that you need a whole machine for this.
Yeah, because when you think of like when you wake up in the morning and you just want to brush your teeth quickly, you're not worried about getting all the toothpaste out of the tube. So so you don't need to use the pasta roller in your mind. So it's just a waste of, it's just bulk in your bathroom. And you need to get in the habit of using it. And as you know, it's kind of hard to get into habits. Another idea that we had was to put a small piece of wood inside the tube so that when you push the toothpaste tube, the wood scrapes against the inside and doesn't leave any toothpaste behind. Phil will talk about what we originally thought of it with materials.
So our original idea was actually a metal, but then we realized that would sort of kind of hurt the integrity of the outside of the toothpaste tube because it would be pushing and it could even break. And then it would also be very expensive and heavy, just not very practical in general. Then we thought of wood, but then that would have been good because it's just practical, reusable, easy to find, you know, just cheap as well. But then we realized that could have some, it could shard off, like, you know, it could splinter. It would also make the toothpaste just taste really funny, and it just wouldn't be as good as plastic, which was our final thing that we thought of. And this would be good because it's easy to manufacture, it's cheap, and it could actually be more flexible, so it's not extremely hard to push it through the tube.
And if you think back, we said that sometimes the toothpaste comes out in big clumps or it doesn't come out enough. So what we thought about is we thought to make the spout a little smaller, like have a thing that you put on top of the spout and has a little hole in it. This would make the toothpaste more controlled when it comes out, and it would also control where it goes. But we thought that this wouldn't really work because, you know, when you put your toothpaste, you want it to be quick. So if you have it small, it's going to waste a lot of time and you're going to be sitting there like, oh, come on. So we decided that the best idea was to have something inside the toothpaste tube.
This has been How to Make It Better. Start your day off right with innovative products.
Like toothpaste tubes.